This is Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. The newest eatery to come to Galesburg is finally almost set to open. You've probably heard a lot about Lenny's Grill and Subs over the last number of months, and it's opening up a location in Galesburg, thanks in part to one of the co-owners, Tammy Weiss, who's about ready to open, and we're talking to her on the occasion of her starting to hire people. So thanks so much for taking some time for it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I get the impression that you might be almost a little relieved that you're at the point where you're hiring people now. Would that be a fair assessment?
It is a fair assessment. We have been very anxious to open, setbacks happen for a reason, so we're very, very excited.
I might ask you about that in a minute, but we're talking on the occasion of the fact that it looks like you finally have a date where you're almost ready to open here.
We do. Our grand opening will be February 24th.
Fantastic. So how are you feeling about that?
I'm so excited I could puke.
Hey, I know that feeling, but that's probably another discussion. You've been looking at this. I know we talked quite a while back when you were first looking at opening up here in town. For those who don't know, talk a little bit about how this came to be. This was something that, thanks to, if I remember right, your husband's work, you kind of fell in love with.
Yeah, he when he retired from the military, he went to work for the railroad. And when he went to Overland Park, Kansas for training, a fellow student employee came in with a fabulous smelling sandwich, and my husband's kind of a foodie, so he wanted to know where he got it. And they said Lenny's, so he went to the Lenny's and got it and fell in love. So since then, he's just been like, if we do it, we should do a Lenny's. If we open something, we should open a Lenny's.
I imagine that being between his time in the military and his time working for the railroad, you almost, when you're going all over the place, almost kind of become a foodie, right?
He does, yeah. Yep, he's kind of a foodie, I would say. When we would travel, especially when we were in Europe and blessed to be there, I'm a tourist person. I want to see all the tourist traps. I'll grab McDonald's or whatever. I don't care. But he wanted to actually immerse himself in the culture. So it got to the point where all our travel people would send a pre-positioned list of restaurants for us to go to so that it didn't take away from time.
Here you go. I think I'm more like you. In fact, I'll just eat whatever. But, you know, every now and then something different is nice. But how did he fall in love with Lenny's then?
Outside of Philadelphia, it's the best Philly cheesesteak he's ever had.
How long ago did you start planning this?
We started planning this almost 2 years ago, actually. It was March of 2018 when we started talking about it.
And what's that process been like? I imagine that as much as you've been familiar with the food and things like that, that I imagine there was probably a bit of a lesson in owning a business like this over that time, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a lot of lessons. I've learned quite a lot. I'm kind of grateful for the lessons that I've learned and the timing that they came. You'd want to learn about them before you open your doors than after, before you make very costly decisions. We wanted to do everything correctly so that in a year, like unfortunately some businesses that have come to Galesburg, they've come and left because for whatever reason they just didn't work out. So we wanted to make sure we did everything right. So we took our time, had meetings with the city. City's been great. We get that comment a lot with our setbacks, and they're like, oh, was it the city? City of Galesburg has been for us a breeze. You know, everything that we've submitted, they've approved with some little minor exceptions. You know, we didn't have a dedicated vegetable sink, so they said you got to have a dedicated vegetable sink. I mean, just little tiny things. So the city's been great. It was more of a trying to figure out the building and code, and because it's an older building, the design of the restaurant inside. So we had to redesign the restaurant inside just to make sure everything was okay for the building, the structure of the building, and code. So that made a step to the right a couple times.
And everything had to be, I imagine, okay by the corporate folks with Lenny's too, right?
Correct. When you're opening a franchise, it's not as easy as, okay, the owner says, yes, let's do it that way, and code says, yep, you can do it. It has to go through a process. So that in and of itself slows things down. It has to go through about, you know, 6-7 people before you finally get the right answer.
I have to tell you, we're talking about the building is on Henderson Street as a former Burger King and a title loan place after that and things like that. So, yeah, it does have some age on it. And I have to admit, there have been times where I've driven by that building and I've seen work going on, and I've seen at times a lot of work going on, and I kind of wondered, if it was all going to be worth it. It sounds like that there might have been some struggles and some frustrations with that building over time.
Yeah, there was. You get initial estimates, and then you get in there. You know, like any old building, sometimes you open up a can of worms. And then you just have to regroup, and there wasn't just us and the franchisee and or the corporate office. There's also a landlord that's involved, so there was a lot of negotiations there. And fortunately for us, we were able to negotiate, and they chipped in some. Since it's their building, they chipped in and are doing their part and made things a little easier for us to be able to open in that location.
Any surprises as you went through that process?
Not really. We were pretty lucky there too. I guess one of the, I don't know if you'd call it a surprise, but one of the, there was existing ductwork in the building that was set up for a restaurant that was perfectly fine and usable, and we were going to just clean that up and reuse it. But since it was installed, the code had changed, so we had to move in everything. So then that takes a little bit of a delay because you got to get the engineer in there and make sure that you got the right weight and all that for all the new equipment on the roof. So that took a little bit of time. There was some neat things in there, not being from Galesburg myself. When we took the floor up and they got in there and finally ground it all down to where we could put the new floor on, you could see some neat history in the building on where it started out as the original building, and then this addition and that addition was kind of neat in the floor. Unfortunately, we had to cover that up, but it was kind of neat.
So once we uncover the floor again, at some point in the future, we'll be able to find all that again.
You will. There's some, it's not just a concrete floor under there. There's some cinder block where the original building was. There's some wood where some old walls were set down in the floor, and just differences in material over the years. It was kind of neat.
We're talking to you on a day where you're interviewing people for potential jobs. How many people are you looking at hiring, and how have things gone today in terms of finding some help?
We need to hire at least 30 people, and things are going well. We actually did some interviewing last week on a couple days that was by appointment, and then today we're finishing things up with the walk-ins. So it's a walk-in interview. Everybody that comes in can fill out an application and get an interview.
What are you looking for in a good employee?
We are looking for somebody who has a good attitude, who likes people. They're friendly and fun, a warm personality, and knows how to make decisions and act quickly to get things done.
The sorts of things that I guess maybe sometimes you don't necessarily think about until you get somebody hired, right?
You don't think about that until you're on the other end. When you want a specific atmosphere for your restaurant at Lenny's, when you come in, we want you to feel like you went next door to your best friend's house for a sandwich. And when you cultivate that type of environment, you have to start within with the employees. So it's a job. We have tasks to do, and we have rules to follow for a reason. But the biggest thing we want to do is have fun while we're working.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the menu. I admit I'm staring at the deli side of your menu here, but that's only kind of half of it, isn't it?
Yeah, we have two sides. We have the deli side where everything is prepared fresh, meaning when you come in and order, say, the Mile High Turkey, which is the number two bestseller, we don't just grab the meat out of a it's pre-sliced and out of a bin. We actually grab the, I like to call it the butt of the meat, and it's put on the slicer, and we slice it fresh to order when the sandwich ticket comes through, to include the cheese. The cheese is also sliced fresh, and the bread is baked fresh every day, and our cookies are baked fresh every day.
I think that's probably the best way to make even sort of a deli type of sandwich, is to freshly slice the meat and the cheese and all of that goes with it.
Yeah, I agree. The fresher, the better. Our vegetables are fresh, sliced fresh back in the kitchen every day, too. It just tastes better.
So on that one hand, the number two is the Mile High Turkey. The number one is a good old-fashioned Philly cheesesteak?
It is. The number one seller is the good old fashion Philly cheesesteak. And I had mentioned earlier in our conversation that outside of Philly, it's my husband's favorite Philly cheesesteak. And the only reason he said outside of Philly is because the Philly is where it was originated, and that is actually where we get our Philly cheesesteak meat. So our meat comes from Philly, so it is authentic.
I was just going to use the word authentic. That's fantastic. So you're looking at a couple of weeks from today opening, and what are hours going to be like?
Right now we're going to start with 10:30 in the morning to 9 at night, and then we're just going to evaluate things. We know that there's some industry here where there's three shifts. And if there is a need for us to maybe close the dining room and keep the drive-through open later into the evening, that's something we're open to as well. But we'll evaluate that once we get open and see what the need is.
You're all but surrounded by other places to stop and eat on Henderson Street. Is that a concern at all?
Absolutely not. We're right next door to Culver's. Culver's is hamburgers. We're sandwiches. The variety is the spice of life. So, our food will speak for itself.
Last question. Did you ever imagine at some point in your life you'd be a business owner?
Actually, I did. When I grew up, my dad had two grocery stores and a hardware store. So did I think I was going to own a restaurant? No, I thought I was going to own a hardware store or a grocery store. But once I grew up and realized that the best conversations start over a meal, we decided that we wanted to open a restaurant and make it like an extension of our table at home.
There you go. Tammy Weiss, one of the owners of Lenny's Grill and Subs, or at least owner of the franchise here in Galesburg, starting on the 24th. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us, and best of luck going forward. This still sounds just as delicious as when we first talked a while back. Thanks again.
Thank you for coming out and being interested.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Business news and sports are coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.